Welcome to What Are We Talking About Today, the podcast where we literally talk about everything. I'm your host, Gigi. Let's jump into it. Hello, everyone. It's your girl, Jen. And I just want to thank y'all for the support, especially after last week. You know, your girl was going through it. But I really appreciate the words of encouragement. And this week, I decided let's do something a little bit more fun. We're going to talk about sexual enhancement. I would say pills, but it's more than pills. It's honey. It's some shots. It's something. So we're gonna have a good time. I have a few here. I'm going to say maybe like five that I've tried out. And I'm going to let you know my experience. And I'm going to let you know now, everything isn't for everybody. You know, everyone's different. So if it worked for me, it might not work for you. And if it didn't work for me, it could work for you. Now, like I said, everybody is different. You got to follow the directions. And I did, because some of these I've done before without following directions, really. And I'll let you know when I get to the ones that I'll tell you about all the experiences. So let's go ahead and jump right into them. Now, before we get into a little review, I just want to say I don't have no problems with the waterworks down there. I don't have an issue. I just want to try them out. Like, I know probably like a year or two ago, me and my friends were like, we're just going to take a bunch of these pills and see which one works. And we did a couple of them and we were like, eh. But now I'm really going to just do the reviews. Like, I think when I tried them before, I don't even think I did half of them right. So I was like, I'm going to do them right and see if these really work. So like I said, I don't have no problem down there. I just wanted to see if I felt a little different. Maybe, you know, my freak level instead of a 10 is going to be like on a 20. I don't know. I didn't know what I was expecting with a lot of these. Now, some people have side effects. I didn't have no side effects with none of them. So that's just something you have to watch out for. I know like one of my friends, she said every time she took different ones, it didn't matter which one it was. Especially the pink pussycat ones, she would like turn a little red. Like she said, she kind of looked like she broke out, like had a little rash on them. But it went away within like a day. And it would just be like on her chest. It wouldn't be like nowhere else. But yeah. So y'all just watch out for that. Like you might have some side effects. I didn't have none. So I just want to say that now. So let's go ahead and get into the first couple ones. They're all pink pussycat, but they're different forms of them. So the first one we're going to talk about is the pill. Now, the first time I ever took any type of anything was a pink pussycat, because that's the one you hear about to talk about. And I even watched YouTube views on them shits for years before I even got one. So I finally got it. And let me read you what it says before I get into my first experience and then this last experience. So it says, sensation lasts up to 72 hours, 100% all natural, no headaches. Increased libido and sexual desire give your natural lubrication an incredible boost. More powerful orgasms, greater frequency and sensations. You'll be hungrier for sex than you've ever been before. Be the lover you've always wanted to be. Be in control, you'll last and last. Guaranteed enhancement, no prescription necessary, doctor developed and designed. Then it says the usage. Take one pink pussycat capsule 1 hour before sexual activity to aid energy, libido, and sexual performance. Pink pussycat can also be used on a regular basis to maintain a peak condition of preparedness prior to sexual activity. For best results, take pink pussycat 1 hour apart from taking any other supplements or medications. Now, I read this to y'all. It didn't say nothing about taking no cup of water or 16 ounces like some of them say. It didn't. Now, I don't know what the hell happened the first time. I don't know if I was just so damn, like, I wasn't drunk the first time. I remember taking it, because most of these I took with a certain person. So I just remember these. And I never told him I was hating, because I just wanted to see if something changed. So maybe he could be like, oh, this is different. You know, like you acted different or just feel nothing. So I was just like, okay, maybe I was drunk and I didn't like feel it, if that makes sense. Like I was like, maybe because I'm just already like warm and tingly. So yeah. Okay. So the second time when I was like, I'm gonna do a review on this, because I had planned this, like, if some of y'all don't know, I already be having like episodes planned from podcasts, so that's why. So I redid it and I was like, I'm gonna try it. And then I know some of them you have to take water and everything. So I was like, let me just take like a glass of water with it. And I was like, maybe this one doesn't work with alcohol. Because some of them work with alcohol, some of them don't. So you just have to read it. But this never said yay or nay. So when I went to the store, I asked the fucking person working there. It was like, is this okay with like alcohol or no? And they said it's fine with alcohol. But I was like, you know, I'm not even gonna risk it. Because last time I took it, I was drinking and it didn't work. So I took the water with it. It didn't do jack shit. But I took it. And like 2 hours later, I didn't feel shit. Like, I was like, okay. Now, most of these are like, they're active. They say they get activated by like stimulation or whatever. It didn't do shit for me. So I was like, that was a bust. So for me, the pill did not work. Try it if you want to, but I mean, it didn't do shit for me. Like, some people talking about their hearts be racing and they have headaches, even though it says it doesn't give you headaches. I mean, I didn't get shit from it. I mean, it's supposed to have, like, I think, if I remember reading correctly, it had something, whatever the damn active ingredient in fucking Viagra is, that's what's supposed to be in it. And I guess it just, I guess somebody don't need no damn Viagra. That's like, it didn't work. So I was just like, that's cool. It is what it is. I mean, but go ahead and try it. It didn't cost much. It was like $8 for a damn pill. I feel like that's like the regular price. So if you want to try it, go ahead and try it. So next we have the Pink Pussycat Honey. Comes like a little pack and it has the same directions as the pill. Just take, you know, the pack 1 hour before, or you can use it on a regular basis, you know, blah, blah, blah. First of all, y'all, the flavor was, it was bearable. I can tell you that much compared to some of this other fucking shit. It was not bad. It was not bad. But, I mean, it's still not the best. So, yeah. Once again, Pink Pussycat did not do nothing for me. I don't know if it's just the damn brand, but yet I was still trying it later on down the line. But anyway, the honey really didn't do nothing for me. So far, 2 out of 4 things I took from them is did not work for me. And I mean, it didn't say like take it with water, don't take alcohol. And this one, I didn't take it with nothing, like no water, no alcohol or whatever. I just swallowed it with my business. Like 2.5 hours later, I wasn't feeling nothing. Like, dude was all up on me. I didn't feel no different. Like, so y'all can give it a try. Y'all probably like, girl, I don't want to try Pink Pussycat because it don't work. It just might not work for me. Now, it's one of those things, like, you can read the reviews. Some people say it works, some people say it don't work. It really, it's just about your body, because some of the pills that say like take half of the pill to a whole pill depending on like your weight and stuff like that. So this is nothing about that, but I'm just saying. So like in general, you just probably should try it. It's like no harm done. I mean, just look at the ingredients and shit and make sure, you know, you can take it before you take it, because y'all not gonna die off of this shit because of me. I'm just saying. Now y'all, let's talk about the Pink Pussycat gummy. This shit was fucking disgusting. I want to fight the lady at that fucking shop, y'all. Now, when I went and I was looking, I was like, I tried the pill, didn't work. And then, but I was just asked the question about the different ones there. Because basically, the store I go to, well, one of them, the way they have it set up is like an order from what the people buy, basically. And I was like, I think Pink Pussycat was like, the pill was like the third one. But they had the gummy, and I was like, I've already took the pill, didn't work. And she's like, well, these are the gummies, and this is the best one, blah, blah, blah. So, anyway, long story short, she was like, well, you should get the gummy because it'll taste better than the honey. Now, mind you, I took this before the honey, so I didn't know. I was like, okay, sure. That shit, man, I want to spit that shit out. It was so fucking nasty. It was so fucking nasty, y'all. Like, I wanted to spit it out. Like, I didn't care how much I spent on it, like, let me find the fucking receipt so I can tell y'all. Hold on, y'all. I'm sorry. Look, see, I'm prepared. The fucking gummy, one gummy was $15.99, y'all. So after tax here in Tennessee, where I am, is 9.25%. So charge $1.48 with tax. So a total of $17.47 for that nasty ass fucking gummy. Bitch. I'm going to piss off at the fucking price. Now, I don't know if I said it in the shot. I think the shot was like $10. So, okay. It's not that far off from the damn pill. But this fucking gummy, y'all. Let's get into it. Now, the directions are the same. It states all the same shit. Like, take one pill or take one gummy an hour before. Blah, 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 blah. Now, y'all. So far with these, I have not felt no extra energy. Didn't feel a change in my libido. And I don't, and then talking about it's supposed to aid in sexual performance. I don't think it made me do no flips off the wall onto the dick. Now, it ain't do all that. But I will say, with this one, I did feel a little hot. Now, that's about it. I didn't feel no tingly sensation. I was just feeling hot. And like when I took this, it was in the summer. So, and we were in the house and he kept the fan on. Like we in the room and he keeps that fan on year fucking round. So it wasn't, the room wasn't hot. I wasn't under the cover. Like it, so I think it was just a pill. Like I didn't take no alcohol or nothing with it. I was just hot. And that's the only thing that I felt different. That was it. Other than that, I didn't feel any more excited or nothing. I don't know. It just didn't do it. But yeah, the fucking taste was fucking disgusting. I hated it. So y'all don't believe me, go ahead, get this pink pussy cat gummy. Y'all might like the taste because y'all might like some nasty shit. I don't know. But it was gross to me. Would I have ever bought it again? Hell the fuck no. Because it didn't do shit. Maybe if it had did something for me, I would just be like, fuck it, and take it again. It's nasty, y'all. Just let you know. But yeah, for me, it was just the heat. It didn't do much for me. Okay, so the last of the pink pussycat stuff was the shot. It's a 2-ounce shot. It's got 3,000 milligrams. The directions are different. And basically everything on the thing is different from the rest of the shit. It says intense orgasm, maximum arousal, fast acting, long lasting, better vaginal lubrication, lasts up to 72 hours. Make your pussycat purr, heightened sensation, pink pussycat female sexual enhancement, will increase your libido, blah, blah, blah. All that stuff is the same. But this one lasts up to 72 hours. And it says take 1 hour for sexual activity. So basically you're supposed to take it and you drink at least 16 ounces of water. Effects are activated when physical stimulation occurs and can last up 72 hours. It says everyone must have a different, consult your doctor before using supplement. Okay. Now, the taste was disgusting. So I know I took well over 16 ounces of water. It was gross. It was disgusting. Between that and the gummy, I 0, 0, 0. Boo, tomatoes. That on the taste for that and the gummy. Like, the shot was better than the gummies, but the gummy, ugh. But anyway, so the shot, y'all, was real nasty. This one, I don't know. Once again, I got hot off of it, just like I did the gummies. Now, I don't know what it was like. It still took like 2 hours, but I got hot like the gummy. Like, it didn't, I didn't feel no different, y'all. I didn't feel nothing different besides heat, and it was just like around my neck and chest, so I guess that's different. Like, I get hot there anyway when I get aroused. So, like, I don't know. But, bitch, I felt like I had a fucking fever. Like, it just didn't work for me. But that's it. Like, the only thing I was getting off it, I was just getting hot. And, like, I need these pills to have me, I don't know, because I feel like I'd be doing shit anyway. So, I don't know what more it can really do for me. But yeah, I mean, y'all go ahead and try it. It did not work for me. Now, y'all, I have only seen this at one store. I've never been back in the store. I keep saying I'm going to go into it. I need to go in there. Like, I passed the other day, and I didn't feel like stopping. But anyway, this pill is called Niagara, and it is spelled N-Y-A-G-R-A. Now, y'all, let me tell you. It says natural climax intensifier. Niagara for women. Squirt and get wetter. Hold on, y'all. I'm sorry. It says for females over 18 years, take 2 capsules daily or 1 hour before sexual activity. Safe with alcohol. Works best with continual use. Okay. So it says Niagara intensifies the female climax. Use daily to create longer and stronger full body orgasms. Use before any intimate occasion by yourself or with your favorite vibrating toy. Now, I'm sorry. I'm just thinking about it. Anyway, it says Niagara can also assist in multiple orgasms and quote-unquote squirting. And this is stored from temperature cutter. Children do not use if product appears to be tampered with or seal is broken. Okay. Now, y'all, let me tell you something. Okay, I'm going to say this now. And if for any men that are here listening, if you ever have the chance to get with me, please don't think you're going to make me squirt. I am capable. I am very well capable of doing it. I can make myself do it all the time. Do I do it all the time? No. It's a lot to clean up. So, no, I don't do it all the time. I've only been with 2 people who have actually made me do it. And it's so funny because, you know, I've realized men don't really pay attention to things. At least the one I've been with, because, you know, that's just my luck. I take it back. One of them kind of figured out. Anyway, y'all, okay. I'm telling you y'all this so I can explain the pill. There's one position. I'm not going to say what position that is because y'all may gonna have to find out your damn self that I can be in, and I will squirt. It never fails. Now, if you figure it out and you realize, like, oh, that's the position, then that's on you, because you're the one gonna clean up the fucking mess, because I'm not, because no one told you to keep doing that shit. Or if you give me something great. I'm not gonna tell y'all. It don't matter. Anyway, now, so listen, y'all. First of all, I just wanted to see if it was going to work, because I was like, well, maybe if I'm in a different position and this shit work, then, you know, we was in a hotel room, so I had to, so I was like, look, if it gets wet, it ain't, this sounds so bad, but y'all, I'm just saying, if you're in the hotel room, you know, then I wouldn't have to deal with the mess, then he wouldn't, and I would feel bad though. But anyway, so y'all, it didn't work for me. I took it. It was, if this man ever listens to this, he gonna be like, bitch, you took a pill to be with me. And I didn't. This was somebody different from the other person. So this was on Valentine's Day. And we had a nice little romantic dinner, y'all. And we had, like, a little glass of wine and stuff. It was real nice. So, you know, I took it with water, too. You know, I did everything, you know. It just didn't. I was in all kind of positions. And I didn't do nothing special with that. It didn't do nothing. I didn't even feel hot. And I was like, but it was only $7.95. So I ain't tripping. I kind of want to try it again, but ain't no point. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I was just, I don't know. But then again, I did, after we came back, we had champagne and some mochas. So I don't know. Y'all, anyway, it didn't work for me. And I know if it would have worked, he would have said something. And he didn't. because he likes make, well, he did, because I don't fuck with him no more, because, anyway, it just didn't work for me. It might work for y'all, maybe because I'm already capable of doing it, maybe that's why it didn't, maybe if I was just in that position, and maybe it would have been a little bit more intense. I wasn't trying to tell him to be like, put me like this. No, I just wanted to flow naturally. I just wanted shit to happen. But it, I might try it again. I'm a different person though. But yeah, if I do, I'll let y'all know if it works. So the last one we're going to talk about today is the Purple Kangaroo Pill. The Kangaroo Ultra 3000 for women. Okay. And it was $7.99. And it says, Kangaroo's Ultra 3000 Premium Blend has been scientifically designed for women to increase pleasure and performance. Kangaroo is formulated to promote vaginal lubrication, enhance longer and more frequent orgasms. And it says serving size half a tablet based on weight and your metabolism. Serving per package is two. So directions said take 1.5 to 1 tablet based on weight and your metabolism for women or as directed. 20 minutes prior to sexual activity, drink at least 60 ounces of water when taking this tablet. Effects are activated when physical stimulation occurs and last up 7 to 2 hours. Do not take more than 1 tablet within 48 hours. Now, y'all, I can say this about this little pill. I took it, and I'm going to say this now. I don't know if I'd be diluting these pills with the water. Like, maybe I'd be drinking too much sometimes. Or, like, with a shot, maybe I just drunk too much. I don't know. But I made sure I only drunk the 16 damn ounces of the water with this one. Oh, excuse me. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something. First of all, y'all, when they said that shit last 7 to 2 hours, like, it says it works with alcohol, it's intense orgasms, better vaginal lubrication, and all this stuff. Now, the lubrication part, I don't really know. I don't think it did anything, but I'm going to tell you that 7 to 2 hours, though, bitch. I feel like I'm a very naturally horny person. Like overly horny sometimes. I'm pretty sure that's like a problem. I think that's like issues or whatever people want to say. Whatever. It don't really take much for me. So, you know, when these pills didn't work, I was like, eh, whatever. But y'all, I don't, when I tell you, like, I cannot be fucking touched. Bitch, like, y'all, when I tell you, listen, I went over there, I took this damn thing, and you know, I'm already, I don't, like I said, I don't tell anybody I was taking these, so I went over there, I took it, you know, and he was like, well, come over, so I'm sitting there, and bruh, when I tell you, like, he just, all he did was touch my arm, and I was like, oh my god. Now, y'all, when I tell you, like, I had goosebumps the whole time. Like, he just had to breathe on me. That's all he had to do was just, I was like, oh my god. Now, I don't know if this was like when I was really in love with person or like it was just a pill, but maybe. When I tell you, that shit lasted the fucking 72 hours. Oh, when I tell you. And I tell you, it lasted 72 hours. Like, man. Like, I don't even know. Like, I can do such my hand, bro. Like, I'm telling you. I was like, we just gotta do it now. I don't care what the fuck. I don't care what we watch. It's turn this shit. Pause. I don't care. So, it works. It worked very well. I liked it. Like I said, I don't know if lubrication was any different. Like, I can't. I didn't tell. I mean, maybe he did, but I don't know. He always saying some fucking shit. So, the fuck if I know. But yes, y'all, like, the orgasms, they were a little more intense. But, like I said, I don't know if that's because I was really in love at that point. I want to take another one of those. Y'all don't understand. That shit was feeling so good. Because I do remember, like, drinking Like, I took the water the first night and it was good. And I know we went the next day and I remember we did drink and it, I still have the same, like, intenseness. Like, you know, obviously it starts wearing off, but, like, that, I ain't gonna lie. Okay, the second time we did it. So, I took it. It wasn't even 24 hours before, like, I seen him again and we did it. So, maybe that's why. But anyway, yeah, like, I mean, it was there. It works. It felt great. I took the whole pill. I know we weren't drinking and stuff. It felt just amazing. I did the first time. Like, it was great. I would really recommend this one. Like, for me, it was a 10 out of 10. Just because, like, let me explain with him. I always know when he want to have sex anyway. Like, he'll just start touching me anywhere. So, like, and I don't really get, because it don't really be like a sexual touch. He just be like, he'll just do anything just like have physical contact with me. So, like, he'll just put his hand like on my arm or something just to touch me. Or he'll like do that thing, you know, where like your hands are kind of like your fingers pinch up and then like you spread it across the knee. Like, he'll do shit like that. Just be, y'all, this is, our whole dynamic was basically like, he'll know the fuck out of me and we'll quote unquote get into it, because I'd be like, the fuck you touching me, you know, I don't like when you touch me. Then we get into it and we fuck. Like, that's her thing. Like, I try to fight him and then he'll, you know how that shit goes. Anyway, so that's what it was. So he would just touch me and usually I'd just be like, whatever, you know, unless you grab the back of my neck or something, then that's, anyway. But like, he would just he could literally just touch my knee or my elbow and my body would just start like tingling. So that's why I'm just like, that pill was doing it for, like, it didn't matter. Like, he just had to touch me a little bit. Like, he could touch me by accident and, man, I'd be like, let's go to the fucking room. I don't care. We do it on the damn floor. Like, y'all, I don't know. I don't, I need to get that pill again. I'm gonna let y'all know. if it's really like that again. Because, y'all, I'm telling you, it worked for me. I liked it. I mean, I recommend this one. If y'all wanna spend $8, it was like $7.99. So yeah, if y'all wanna spend the $8. For me, it was worth it. I mean, you could take it, it might not. So just, you know, like on the front page, it says more relaxed, more sensitivity, more orgasm, more vaginal lubrication. So that sensitivity, bro, they was not lying. Like, this one's supposed to be maximum strength, so maybe that's why, because it was the maximum strength, maybe that's why it finally worked on me. But yes, y'all, I definitely recommend this one. Okay, y'all, so those are the 6 little things I took for now. If y'all have any recommendations, go ahead and DM me, message me, whatever, email me, tweet me, what the fuck ever. Whatever. The link will be in the bio and you can find my personal Twitter and all the good stuff that goes along with that. It has the, what are we talking about today, Twitter, the Instagram, all that good stuff, and the email. Now, I just want to say this once again, y'all. Just because it worked for me might not work for you, and vice versa. Y'all let me know your experience. You know, maybe you could give me some tips on, like, try it like this. Maybe it'll work that way. Or, you know, like I said, just tell me which ones I should try next. And once I try some more, you know, I'll do another review and I'll let you know if it worked for me and how my experience went. So until then, y'all take care and have a good week. Thank you for listening to What Are We Talking About Today. Please follow and turn on notifications so you know when to upload next. Please share with your friends, family, and those coworkers you really don't like, but they think you do.